window. Glory, hallelujah to our God, every praise. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to welcome you to the first Sunday program, Body, Mind, and Soul. This program is designed to give and intended to broaden your perspectives and to give you a chance to look behind the pulpit and to hear perhaps a bit more about our personal perspectives, not only our spiritual perspectives, but who we are. And a bit later, you'll have a chance to listen to Evangelist Prophetess Patricia Benjamin. And now let's go back to Hezekiah Walker and Every Praise. So this program is sponsored by Gloria United Ministries, and we're just so glad that you're listening either live or in the archives. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, every praise is to our God. Have mercy, hallelujah. Listen, I want to begin this program because I said I want to give you a chance to look behind the sound that you hear, to understand a bit more about what we've been through, what I've been through. And there are a few of you who may remember that this program started out, Body, Mind, and Soul, and the intention was at that point to have people on the program who had profound spiritual insights and experiences. But over time, we came to realize, I came to understand, and the evangelist helped me understand, the only experience that is worth spending time on this program is the experience of God itself through the miracle of Jesus Christ, his birth, his resurrection, and his continuing forgiveness of us for our sins and his willingness to bring us into the kingdom of heaven, to allow us to live in the kingdom. Now, I want to tell you a story which some of you may have heard. It's called Acres of Diamonds, Acres of Diamonds. The story goes like this. There once was a man who lived in an area, and the ground was so hard, and it couldn't be cultivated, and it didn't seem to have any redeeming qualities at all. There were these rocks all over the place. So he finally found somebody he could just sell his land to, because he decided he wanted to go out and seek his fortune. And he went out and he worked in various capacities. He worked on ships. He worked in the mines. He worked everywhere, went all around the world. And finally one day, having not made a fortune, hadn't even made a nickel, he came back to the place where he had lived before and where the land was that he had sold to this other person. And he looked, and there was a huge mansion and all these wonderful cars. And obviously, the person somehow to whom he had sold his property had become very wealthy. And he went up to him and said, "Sir, tell me, how have you gained this wealth?" He said to him, he heard the man say to him, "You remember all those rocks that you thought were worthless, that were scattered all over your property?" He said, "I broke them open, and they were diamonds. So you were living on acres and acres of diamonds, but you just didn't take the time. You just didn't take the time to understand, to dig down, to crack the rocks, and to see that the wealth that you were striving for was right beneath your feet the whole time." Well, friends, I want to tell you that my life today is like that man with the acres of diamonds. I want to tell you, I have gone around the world and have looked at various spiritual paths and teachers, having been converted to Christianity as a very young child at a revival my father led when I was 7 years old. And I went through the experience of declaring that I was an atheist and then having God step in after 10 years of that and let me feel God's power. And God let me go through a various learning and learning experiences, contact with angels, traveling, going into the heavenly realms and all that, and was very patient. And finally, recently, within the last year, said to me by way of his many prophets, "It is now time for you to carry out my commandments. It is now time for you to reach out to the world and to share my message and to help people experience and learn how to experience God's healing power, my healing power." So over the next few months, you'll have an opportunity to hear and maybe participate in the program in little mini seminars in which I will show you how to use God's healing power on every access, God's healing power on every single aspect of your life, and teach you how to understand and experience its manifestation. Now, that is what you're going to learn. So I just want to tell you that Acres of Diamonds, I learned about people chanting and singing mantras, and there's no greater mantra than to sing the name of Jesus. And that is what Hezekiah Walker in his song, is saying, praise the Lord. If you praise God, you will find that the windows of heaven will open and shower themselves upon you over every single aspect of your life. You have to accept that, and that's true. Try it out. Open your heart. Say to Jesus, Jesus, thank you for healing me. Thank you for giving me. Thank you. And just fill your mouth with praise every single moment. And that spirit, let's just take a moment, dear friends, and begin the program with a prayer. Heavenly Father, your children stand before you. We kneel before you, and we prostrate ourselves before your throne. We ask that in this moment, Lord, that you bless us mightily, that you take this moment, Lord, to help us be released from all the chains that bind us, whether the chains of anger, the chains of strong emotion, the chains of hate and fear. Lord, help us to be released. Allow us in this moment, Lord, to know that we are free, that nothing has any power over us other than the power of Jesus' love for us. Lord, we ask in this moment that you look at the chains that hold our families, our friends, our neighbors. And Lord, to the extent that they're willing to accept your grace and your blessing, Lord, we ask that you uplift them. Bring them, Lord, into your heavenly kingdom, if that is your will. Now, in this moment, Lord, we send forth this prayer, and we ask, Lord, that you bless us, that you allow us to be truly worthy of all the gifts that you have for us. Allow us, Lord, to see and to appreciate how your greatness, your majesty is manifesting in every moment. Allow us to experience and live in the awesomeness of your blessings. These blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace, you're in awe of his goodness, you're in awe of his mercy, you're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
I'm gonna plug it back up to see if you can hear me. Hold on.
Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know it's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. Come on, if you know it's been good, do you testify? Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say,
Yes, my God is awesome. And when this song ends without interruption, declaration, or designation, Evangelist Patricia Bitten will be with us. And now, Evangelist Patricia Bitterman, your light is open, Evangelist.
This is the day that the Lord he has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another first Sunday. This is the first Sunday in May. We're moving right along into the new year. We've got 7 more months, and we'll be talking about Christmas, Rudolph, Santa Claus, and Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his name. What a combination. But I thank God that I can have Christmas all year long. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for body, mind, and soul. I thank God that I have a body to present, to praise God with my body, and my mind is focused on the Lord because he said in his word that he would keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on him. And he breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. And then later on, he took women out of, or woman out of the man, but he breathed into the man, and the man became a living soul. I'm so glad that man became a living soul, and I'm so glad that God loved us enough to see that man was by himself, and he put him to sleep and took out of him the woman. And I have respect for men, even though I'm liberated, but I have a great respect for men, and particularly the men of God, because they carry the gospel. I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Scott, if I may. I'd like to commend you for doing such a beautiful job on your program, on this first Sunday program of every month, and your Thursday program of every Thursday of each month. And then you are along board with me on the fourth Sunday as I do my own program. And then on that Wednesday evening at 8:30, you run the repeat of that fourth Sunday. And I just like to take this moment to say thank you. I'm glad God breathed into your nostril, and you became a living soul. I listened to your testimony about the acres of diamonds, and you are absolutely right. Many times we have everything we need in reach, and yet, as my Uncle Howard would say, you can't see the forest for the trees. That man had no idea that those rocks was worth that much. And so we have thrown away. We've wasted a lot of time by not realizing that we already had the very best under our feet, but because it didn't look like it was worth anything, we got rid of it. Oh, I just thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, he lifted me, and he is here to lift you, whether it be in mind, body, or soul, or whether it be soul, body, and mind, or whether it be body, mind, and soul. Jesus is here for us anytime that we need him to be here for us. He is our acres of diamonds and rubies. He is far more than a precious gem. He is greater than things. He is the I am that I am. He is a precious stone. Oh, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. God gave his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, to heal, and to forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. resurrection, and the life is worth the living just because Jesus lives. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for God because God made it possible. I'd like to read to you right now from the Word of God in the book of Romans, the first chapter, Romans the 12th chapter, starting at the first verse. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If you hear an echo in your hearing, my mother has joined me. She doesn't realize I'm on the air. Oh, bless his name. But to God be the glory. She's 84, and I thank God that she has the mind to remember what the scripture has said. I'm reading it from my King James, and she's quoting it before I can read it. That's what happens when the mind is fine-tuned to the word, even though the body can be frail, but the mind remembers the things of God, whether you suffer with slight dementia or you have Alzheimer's. But it's something about the Word of God. No matter what your present situation is, no matter what the medical ethics say, but when you hear the Word of God, it automatically begins to start the wheel of turning on the inside. And if you're not careful, you'll be quoting Jeremiah when he said he's just like fire shut up in my bones. You feel the very presence of God. And Ezekiel said that he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, my God. So therefore, it should not, with the fire and the wheel turning and burning together, the turning and burning, one's turning, one's burning, with that taking place, then it should not be a problem, listeners, radio listeners, phone listeners, it shouldn't be a problem for you to obey what this command in this 12th chapter of Romans is saying, and that first verse. I will read it again. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies, see, it's none of your doing, but by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. See, it's a difference. You got to present your body in the right manner. You just cannot just flip-flop any old way. You have to present your bodies a living, holy, H-O-L-Y, acceptable unto God, which is no big deal. Well, it says, which is your reasonable service. So it's nothing that you're doing so great, really, because it's really required of you to live in that manner that God can get the glory out of your life. That God said, I have a body that I can use because Patricia has yielded herself unto me, so therefore her body I can use to bring about a change in the earth. I can use her voice to sing a song and demons will tremble. I can use her voice that's within her body so that it can make a difference to whom is listening with their ear. I can use her body. That's just what she should be doing, presenting her body unto me. That's just a reasonable service. I require she do that. But in so doing, I want her to see that by doing this, she's making a difference, because it said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Put away all that foolishness. Put away all the dumb junk. Put away all that is not of God. Put away anything that's not holy unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's continue to read. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of, oh my God, this is just some good food here. This is some very good pickings in this 12th chapter of the first verse and second verse of Paul's gospel here in the book of Romans. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, this program is being presented to you, Dr. Scott, have titled it Body, Mind, and Soul. So, therefore, present your body and then renew your mind. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. And so we could say that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Remember, present your bodies. That's what God has to work with. Your body, your mind, your soul, whether you admit it or not, belongs to him, because if he would but take his breath from you, then your soul goes back to be with the Lord. Your mind shuts off and the body goes back to the dust from whence it came. I tell you, I love the Lord. I didn't intend to go that way, but I never intend to go my way. It's always God's way. It's the best way. Let's move over here into my other King James Bible, and I want to read this to you. Oh, bless his name. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's read Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord. See, it's not hard to bless the Lord when you have presented your body a living sacrifice. It is not hard to bless the Lord. It is not hard to praise the Lord when you have presented your body, when you have yielded your body unto him. Your mind changes, and it's just a pleasure. It's just a pleasure to bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul, there's that word soul, shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. When your mindset is different, when your body is fine-tuned to the things of God, you can look unto God and be lightened by just knowing that my help cometh, it cometh from the Lord. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. I can present my body. You know, the woman made the song and said, take me to the king.
I don't have much to bring. My heart, oh my God, is torn in pieces. That's my offering. She's presenting her body unto God. Broken. It doesn't matter. Bring it to Jesus. Lord, I tell you, can't nobody fix the broken pieces like the Lord can. She said, take me to the king. I got to get to the king. I'm going to present all I have is my body, my mind, and my soul.
Amen.
What shall I render unto God for all these blessings? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? And then it goes on to say, all I can render is my body and my soul. All that I can render, that is all that I can give, because God has everything, and everything belongs to him. Tell me, what can I render unto God for all these blessings? So take me to the king. I'm standing on those rocks that don't seem like anything, not realizing the worth, the wealth, and the value of the rock. So, you know, hey, let me continue to read, because I feel like I want to preach, and I'm only supposed to be just giving you a nugget or two, but I just, when you presented your body to the Lord, your mind is stayed on Jesus. Ah, and your soul, the psalmist said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Woo! What a combination here. Oh, bless his name. Where was I reading? Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, ooh, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Oh, my God, I love it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his people. I tell you, I love his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. I'm going to stop right there. That was 1 down through 9. And I'm going to close and turn this part of the service back over to Dr. Scott. It might start out being a program, but I'm telling you, when God starts working his word through me, it becomes a service to me. Oh, I'm having church over here. Ah, mama, mama, shaka, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Ah, I feel Jesus in this place. Psalms the 27th, Psalms of David, it says, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see, when you have presented your body a living sacrifice, holy, 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 you won't have a problem. saying the Lord is my light and my salvation. When you have presented your body a living sacrifice, you won't have a problem saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, and then you will say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Oh, God bless you until we meet next month on the first Sunday of June. This is my prayer, that the Lord God will deliver you out of all of your troubles. But remember to cry unto the Lord. Call out to the Lord and say, have mercy upon me, oh God. And I tell you, trust him, and you'll see a change take place. Oh, bless his name. I'm finished. Dr. Scott, again, I'd like to give a shout-out to you, your prayer. I enjoyed it. But the story about the acres, I tell you that's all right, because so many times we have jewels God has given us in our presence, and because we're looking for something different, we miss what was the greatest treasure. So I thank you for that nugget, because I was blessed by the story that you told. And I thank God for being with you on this Blog Talk Radio, WGUM, where we are the sponsors and co-sponsors. God bless you, Dr. Scott. I love you, man of God. And I pray that you keep on walking in the narrow way, because you have found the Savior. You are like the wise men who followed the star and found Jesus. And do you know what happened in that story? They were told to return back to Herod. Somebody said, well, why is she talking about a Christmas story? It's Christmas all the time. Don't you know Christ is Christmas? Not by the calendar. Jesus is Jesus every day. And he should be if you presented your body a living sacrifice. But when they found Jesus, they did not return back to Herod. The orders were, find him and come back here. But when they found Jesus, oh my God, they were happy indeed. And they didn't look back at the devil, because the devil had nothing to offer them. And I am so happy that you went around the world and the Lord was where you left him, in that same spot in your heart where you had to cry out unto the Lord. And now you say like David, oh, taste and see. You're telling people that sat where you sat at one time in darkness, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. I am excited. Ooh, I'm just bubbling over. I'm glad that you found Jesus, and you found it in time. God bless you, Dr. Scott. God bless you, listeners. I hope no one was offended, but if so, charge it to my head and not to my heart. God bless you. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring, but take me anyhow. God has already put his approval on it. God bless you, Dr. Scott. I'm finished. Oh, bless his name. Amen.
thank you for those kind words there. Angelist, I'll respond to this song.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to
Take Me to the King. That was Tamla Mann. I want to thank the evangelist Thank you, Evangelist, for all of those kind words you said, and thank you for finding meaning in the story that I shared. But I want to take a moment to go to dig more deeply into those diamonds that are here. And I want to tell you, along the way, and some of you out there may know this, that there are a number of spiritual paths on the planet that people are very sincere. And what they don't understand is the teacher they're looking to is nothing but a way station who properly done, properly performed, will, when they get to that teacher, will point them higher to God. But in many cases, those teachers are all caught up with selves, and they're saying to their people, I am God's representative. God only has one representative, and that's Jesus. And if the people, if those teachers were doing their job, they would help people understand that. Now, in a number of those practices, they teach people something called a mantra. And what is a mantra? It's a word that is symbolic of spiritual achievement. Now, what I know is, in terms of acres of diamonds, is that it isn't necessary to try to understand mentally the idea, but it is important to understand through soul the direct experience of the power of the mantra. Now, I will just say to you, but the power to all of you listening, the power which comes to you is multiplied 1,000 times, maybe even 1,000,000 times in some cases, if you call it the mantra, you use the word Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, what I want to ask every one of the listeners to do, I want you, when you sit down to pray, in addition to saying whatever you want to say, take at least 3 minutes and say, repeat, over and over again, whatever would be the spiritual sentence that means a lot to you. It can be, Jesus is Lord. It can be, have mercy. But just say that over and over again. You may want to experiment. Do it for 3 minutes, and I guarantee you that you will experience the upliftment, which is almost beyond your comprehension. Now, once again, my whole experience over these many, many years has been working with spiritual practices, meditations, contemplations, things like that, which are based on the direct experience with spirit. But the diamonds opened up for me when I began to use what I already knew and apply it based on what the Bible says, you know, keeping the name of Jesus on your lips, praising God constantly, saying have mercy, seeing Jesus in your heart. Not just when you're in church, not just when you're on your way to church, not just when you're coming from church, but do it every day, every moment. When you're going to work, instead of worrying about whether or not you're going to run into a traffic jam or why the light won't change or why are people veering or driving in front of you, instead, just say over and over again, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And you will notice that the way before you will clear. And most importantly, inwardly, you will feel relieved and uplifted and get to work not feeling tired, not feeling depressed. But know that you've spent your time in Jesus' presence, that the blessings of the Lord, the windows of heaven, have opened up and are showering themselves upon you. Now, I want to remind you once again, you're listening to Glory United Ministries, which is co-founded by Evangelist Patricia Benjamin and myself. She is the evangelist and the leader. She's the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer, and I guess I'm the COO, which is the Operating Officer, which is trying to keep things going. But when you get our business card, you'll see that I am described on the card as her assistant, and my job is to support her in her mission of getting the message out to the world. And I just want to thank you for listening. So why don't we listen to every single word and allow the song to resonate in your heart once again. Let's listen to Tamla Mann singing Take Me to the King. Now, when you hear her sing it, allow yourself to hear it as if it's a request you're making.
My heart.
sometimes options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much.
Yes, you're listening to Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Scott and Evangelist Patricia Bitterman. Thank you so much for tuning into our program.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.